Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yes. 8:32 with Christine and Salt. And Salt has the lighter side of the Salt news.
All right, Christine. Have you ever cried at work?
Yes, many times.
8 out of 10 people have cried at work, according to a new survey. And the top three things that make us cry.
Yeah, a bad coworker.
Yeah, number one, okay. with a bullet.
Without a doubt, right?
Number two, personal issues. And number three, feeling overwhelmed or your workload.
I've done all those things for all those reasons on one day.
And it was a Tuesday. It was last week, actually.
That's right. Yeah,
we remember it very well. Yeah. So don't feel weird if you are one amongst those that are crying. If you've never cried at work, you're probably like me and you have no soul. So
you've never cried at work, not even because you got
I've
hot sauce in your eye or something.
Yeah, no, I've actually cried at work. I cry all the time.
Yeah,
I'm crying on
yeah,
the outside.
Yeah, you are. You're a crying guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Question. Story number two. Excuse me. Question number two.
Yeah,
like I'm doing can't be Christine.
Can't be Christine.
So this is just absolute garbage. I do not believe this one iota. You and I were talking about this earlier in the studio, Christine. People who use lots of emojis have better dating lives and more sex.
I want to know what the equivalency is. One does not correlate to the other. How did they, what did they put like 50 people in a room and say, raise your hands if you're having sex.
Yeah.
Now raise your hands if you use an emoji.
Yeah, these things are not correlating. And it's like, oh, the reason you had sex with this person is because they sent you a poop emoji or a happy face?
Or an eggplant.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you believe the size of their eggplant emoji? So you're like, yeah, let's do this.
Come on.
This is crazy. It says 38% of people say they've never used an emoji in their text. I'm amongst those people. I've never used
this is why you take issue with the survey.
Yeah. And 28% of them use them constantly.
Yeah.
So I think my wife is in that boat.
I use emojis all the time.
Yeah.
I love emojis.
I still don't believe that story. It's just absolutely
it is a little ridiculous.
All right. This one comes out of New York City. It's two New York landlords were busted for splitting their condos to make more units out of them, right?
Okay.
You know, and they take like a typical 650 foot square foot unit and then they cut it in half and they make it, you know, like a 375 or something like that.
So you're living in a closet.
Like a 3 1/4, yeah.
Yeah, tiny little space.
Yeah, so you're absolutely but the thing is they didn't split them vertically. They split them horizontally.
So you have a 3 foot ceiling drop?
About a 4.5 foot ceiling. Yeah, that's what they did. They got busted over the weekend by the authorities and they've been fined $144,000 each. But yeah, these
isn't it easier to put up a wall than to put in a floor?
They were trying to maximize space. The crazy part, they had renters. There are hobbits.
Cockroaches? I mean,
hobbits,
who could walk
hobbits in New York City because they're about 4 feet tall.
Okay.
So that's all I know
that
about
is
that.
Bizarre.
And I told you about the woman that torched a guy's house after being invited over for the 4 a.m. booty call. What happened was he said, hey, lady.
Come on over.
I'm feeling a bit of frisky. Why don't you come on over?
And she said, burp.
And it took her a little longer than he expected to get over there, and he fell asleep.
So he was obviously not in the mood.
She was banging on the door, texting him, hey, where are you? Whatever. Guy's passed out. So what do you do in that situation?
Burn the house down.
Exactly. She drove to a gas station. She got lighter fluid and burned the house down.
That is one fired up booty call.
Absolutely insane. And finally, the latest hair trend out there. I put this picture up on the TIC Facebook page. You can go to 965 TIC's Facebook page and check it out.
I snuck a peek. Salt, this is hideous.
It's something crazy. It's called the step mullet. And what it is, you know, we've all seen the mullet before. party in the back, business up front. You know, it's like high and tight up front, and then just let the locks flow in the back.
Yeah, and it's usually cut up over the ears. Yeah. So from the front, it looks like it's a very short haircut.
This one is a little bit different. It's long in the back, like your standard mullet, but instead of the extra short hair up front, medium length hair that kind of like makes it look like a skater bob from the 90s.
Yes.
This is not a good look, women.
So when you turn sideways, there is a step that goes from the hair that's hanging just below your ears down to the hair that's at your neck.
To the full mullet that just goes out the back. It is atrocious.
I'll tell you what, those people with that haircut are not part of that survey with emojis where they're having sex.
No, they better start sending the emojis because they're not getting sex otherwise.
96.5 TIC.